Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 2nd of August 2009 and the time is 22:25. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Right. Hello, my name is Jackie Bruce. I was born on 23rd of October 1963, which makes me 45, and I come from Waltham Cross in Hertfordshire.
Lovely. And how are you today, Jackie?
I'm fine. I'm quite looking forward to actually going up on the plinth. It's a lovely evening and it looks like it's not going to rain.
Good. Yeah. And if I can ask, if I can take you back to when you first heard about the project and ask what it was that motivated you to apply.
Right, well, I've always been quite a fan of Anthony Gormley. I've been to quite a few of his exhibitions, most recently the one down on the South Bank, which I dragged my mother along to. But being an Archers fan on Radio 4, I actually heard that Jill Archer and Linda Snell were trying to get on the plinth, and I decided that if I was going to beat Linda Snell to it. So I applied, and as luck would have it, I actually got through.
Amazing.
So basically, I came along, couldn't decide what to do, so decided to bring my friend Chico, who's a stuffed gerbil, with me. He's an international travelling rodent, a little stuffed toy, approximately 6 inches high, very cute ears and eyes, and basically he travels around the world with having adventures. Mm. So this is probably his biggest adventure so far.
And you brought him with you and he's going to be on the plinth with you.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing on the plinth?
Well, I personally am going to be having a nice sit down and a glass of wine. Chico will be there looking at the crowds who are adoring him, and basically we will actually be promoting a charity. There's a new charity that's been set up in memory of a friend of ours who actually died in 2007. It's called the Matt Scales Grassroots Endowment Music Fund for Aspiring Musicians. It's quite a mouthful, actually. But basically, Matt Scales was a very, very talented musician and singer who unfortunately had cystic fibrosis, which cut his life short. So basically, this endowment fund has been set up to provide money to actually finance other aspiring musicians. So this is what we're actually promoting. It's a brand new charity, recently set up, and we just want to make the public aware of it.
How are you going to promote it?
Well, literally, I have a crib sheet, in effect, that, you know, just gives a brief history of Matt's life, of the good things he did, and then just tells people about the endowment fund. Mm. At the moment in America, there is a big documentary being made on cystic fibrosis. And basically, the one song that Matt actually wrote, it's called Breathe, has been taken up as the sort of theme song of the cystic fibrosis organisation. And it's been recorded out in the States in Seattle with, I believe, the backing of Bill Gates and a lot of other big funds. Mm. So it's been produced. It's in production at the moment. And a friend of mine was actually the guy who's doing the production of it, who was a very close friend of Matt's. Mm. And this is how we're just trying to make his memory live on.
Mm. And how did you know Matt?
Through my friend John Osmond, or Oz, who basically knew Matt for quite a while, helped to produce some of his records, and he was a really good friend.
Yeah.
So it was unfortunate when he passed away in 2007.
And can you say a little bit about your gerbil that you've brought with you and what travels he's been on?
Right, Chico. Chico is a stuffed gerbil that was purchased from Paignton Zoo probably 10 years ago. Since then, he's had quite a few adventures. He kayaked down the Orinoco with me. He's been to Tutankhamun's tomb. He got arrested in the Scilly Isles. He flew a helicopter. He's piloted a plane over the jungle to Angel Falls. And just basically has had a pretty good time. Most recently, he got back from a trip where he actually went to a pub that had, I think, over 500 beers, and he did try to get through all of them. Mm. So he's quite an adventurer. You can probably see on his left paw, it's probably quite difficult to see because it's an audio here, but on his left paw he has an anchor, which he recently had as a tattoo because, you know, he is a kind of trendy young thing. So, yeah. So this is his probably his biggest adventure so far, is to actually go on the plinth.
Yeah. And these trips that he's been on, you've also been on.
Yeah, I've also been on. Various other friends have also been on. He doesn't sort of like keep his affections to himself. He travels with whoever will take him.
Okay.
So he's quite a well-travelled boy.
Aww.
And he does also have various dress-up outfits. A friend of ours is into making armour and reenactment and actually made him a full little suit of armour as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's not wearing it today because it comes with a sword and we decided that it was probably quite dangerous for him to be seen out in public with a sword.
Okay.
I know, try not to laugh, it's quite funny. It's a pity no one can actually see a picture of him, really. Yeah, because he's quite cute.
Why this particular charity? Is this a charity? Well, you're personally affiliated with the charity and it was a friend of yours.
Yes.
Are you a musician yourself?
No,
no,
not at all. I'm the proud owner of a ukulele, which apparently anyone can play a ukulele apart from me. And I'm just completely tone deaf and non-musical in any way, shape or form. So, afraid not.
Okay, would you like to talk a little bit about yourself?
About myself?
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm 45 years old, as I keep mentioning. I've recently bought a two-seater convertible car, which probably means I'm having a midlife crisis. I'm a wife, a wicked stepmother, a favourite auntie, and quite a few of my nieces and nephews will actually be allowed to stay up tonight till midnight, which is probably more exciting for them than actually seeing me on the internet, is the fact they're getting to stay up late. But so that's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
I did have a plan to actually read them a story, but no, I decided just to actually give them a name check and a wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? Oh, I work for a local government. I'm a service development officer for environmental services of East Hertfordshire District Council, which is quite a long way of saying that I do special projects. Most of the time I do parks and open spaces and playgrounds. So I've probably got the best job in the world because I commission playgrounds, and because I've chosen them, helped design them, I get to go on them first. So yeah, I probably have got the best job in the world. I get to go and walk around the park and go on the swings and get paid for it.
And how did you get into this kind of work?
It was a fluke, completely a fluke.
Mm.
I did my A-levels, I did a degree in urban sociology and planning studies. And then I went on a complete tangent and went into the world of aquatics and became quite knowledgeable on fish and fish food and the specialist feeding of fish. And then decided that I just wanted a career change and just saw something in the paper that was a job in a council. I thought, oh, I'll give that a go. And I did. And there I was. And all of a sudden I am now in charge of parks and playgrounds.
Mm.
So it's really good fun.
And that's locally that you do that?
Yes,
it? Yeah.
It's local to where I actually live.
Yeah.
So I actually live in Hertfordshire, which makes it sound quite posh, darling. But literally, junction 25 of the M25. So whenever anyone actually drives through the Holmesdale Tunnel, think of me and give me a wave, because my house is just upstairs, just above it. So, literally. But it's officially Hertfordshire.
Yeah, okay.
So makes it sound posh.
How long have you been doing that job?
3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just over 3 years.
And have you seen any, have there been a lot of redevelopments over that time and a lot of playgrounds built?
Yes. Yeah, we've been quite lucky in East Hearts that we've actually got a budget to redevelop some of our playgrounds. And we've been given money by the Big Lottery Fund and also the new Play Builder from the government to actually, so when I get back to work on Monday, that's what I'll be starting work on.
And what's that?
Play Builder. It's basically a project to develop natural play for children, and specifically girls 8 to 13. because, you know, you can have lots of football pitches and sort of adventurous stuff and swings, but really it's to develop natural play where you can actually go and climb a tree, slide down a bank, you know, actually get more involved with playing in a natural kind of way rather than just sitting on a roundabout. And it's specifically targeted to encourage girls to actually get out there and to enjoy their local parks and environment, you know.
Fantastic. So, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah.
It is really good fun. And the best thing is when you've actually spent months doing all the paperwork and sorting everything out and looking at plans and looking at tenders and doing all the legal stuff, it's when you actually get there and you're there with probably the chairman of the council and they officially cut the ribbon and you can see all the kids playing on the equipment. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
So it really is good fun. And you get to go on the swings as well.
And who have you come here with today?
I've come here with my husband Paul and my mother Mary and my friend Oz, John Osmond, who's, you know, was instrumental in setting up the Matt Scales Foundation. Mm. So they're all out in the actual square at the moment. But on the internet, there's people watching all over the world, actually. My husband's part Polish, so we've got the Polish contingent. We've got people in Australia, and we've got various people all over England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my stepdaughter's at home watching it. Mm. So,
oh,
yeah. And as I said, my nieces and nephews are all at home, staying up late to watch Auntie Jackie.
What's important to you in your life? What are the important things, would you say?
The important things in my life? I suppose I have to say husband and family, although I do have five cats, which my husband and family say probably are more important to me than them. So, yeah, my five cats are my babies as well.
Yeah, lovely.
So, yeah.
And what are your kind of ambitions, if you like, in life?
Ambitions in life? Blimey, I don't know. Oh, it could be really cheesy and just say to be happy and have to have fun. Yeah. I don't know. But really, I like to actually do something that does good for other people. Yeah. I'm also a school governor and I'm involved in promoting health walks around our local parks as well. So, as some of my friends call me, a trendy do-gooder. So, you know, I'm always there trying to sort of promote positive activities in the community. I mean, I have to say a big hello to everybody at Hurst Drive Junior School because, you know, I am a governor there and they are, you know, going to be looking at this as a project when they all get back in September.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yes.
What's it like to be a school governor? What does that involve?
What does it involve? Well, several meetings a year, but mostly actually looking after the school. You know, it's really being sort of a positive friend to the school.
Mm.
You know, you're really there to give your experience and your knowledge of life outside an educational environment and to use that for the benefit of the children and the school.
Yeah.
And it's great because another thing, I get to be a sort of like helper that goes along on trips as well. And for many years we used to take lots of kids sailing, which is really good fun. So it's just, know, there's something wonderful about being around kids and just watching them play and learn, and you know, they're very, very positive. And whatever kind of day you've had, if you go into a school or even into a playground and you interact with the children, you can come out and you just feel positive afterwards. You know, you really do. So,
and what are your interests outside of work?
My interests outside of work, my family would say drinking wine. I sound like a Guardian reader, which I am a Guardian reader, but I do sound like one. I now have an allotment, so this weekend I have spent on my allotment. So truly, yes. And I've just recently bought a bicycle. And I did have a mountain bike, but I found that was too tough because last October, I managed to break my hand quad biking in the Egyptian desert with Chico, and I sort of crashed into a cliff and sort of broke my hand. So I've since found then that I really can't go hell for leather down hills mountain biking. So I'm now the proud owner of what is nicely known as a town bike, which to everybody else is called an old lady's bike, because it looks sort of like Mary Poppins would actually be riding it, and it has a basket on the front and a basket on the back. And yeah, so that's it. So I tend to, because we live in Waltham Cross, which is near Lee Valley Park, where all the Olympics, where all the canoeing is going to be, we're so lucky to be there that, you know, we can just literally get on our bikes and be in the countryside in less than 5 minutes, as well as, you know, being near town. So I tend to either go to my allotment or go for a bike ride. Or see friends and drink wine.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about standing on the fourth plinth today? What it means to you?
Well, it would be absolutely fantastic if my friend Emma, who is literally about to have a baby, hopefully in the next few hours, actually sends me a text to say that she's had her baby, because I would absolutely love to be able to announce to the world the birth of her child, because I think that would be absolutely fantastic. But having seen her a few hours ago, I don't think that's going to be imminent. So I think it's literally, I'm just going to be up there, you know, promoting the foundation, showing Chico to the world, taking a few pictures of everybody else, taking pictures of me. So literally that's it.
Lovely. Okay, well, thank you very much.
No, thank you.